Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey there, creepies. Welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 157. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean. And we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, boys?
Having a good night?
Yep.
Oh, you want me to say something?
Nate, you can chime in if you want. You don't have to. I'm not, you know.
You're scratching your beard on the microphone.
That's the best. Yeah, I do that too.
Having a good night.
Good. Yeah.
I'm getting tired. But
I am too.
We're getting there.
Good night.
I get to bed a little sooner tonight, though, than usual. Usually I would have had a, never mind.
Certain circumstances.
Yeah.
It's us, right? Isn't that what we said?
It's probably us.
It's probably us.
It's definitely us.
We are having a good night. Mm-hmm. I would agree with that. And let's get right to it.
Okay.
Sean, what are we going to talk about?
This is my, it is my pick. I started to say it was somebody else's pick. Why do I trip up when it's my pick?
See that S?
That's my pick. Right?
It stands for Stan.
Dunning Asylum is
Dunning
my pick.
Asylum.
And if interested, please go check our show notes for the source links we used for this topic.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's right.
So Dunning Asylum. Mm-hmm. You have a quick little foundation?
I do. The Dunning Asylum, also known as Cook County Hospital for the Insane, that's not nice, was a notorious institution in Chicago that served as both an asylum and a poorhouse. The asylum's dark past and tragic events have led to numerous reports of paranormal activity, making it a popular destination for ghost hunters and thrill seekers.
Nice. Nice. Hmm.
Yeah, this place is pretty wild.
It's an old place.
Oh, yeah. It looks like I'm sort of like on a more to-date issue with the area.
Mm-hmm.
They are, I guess, building a school back in 2018-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And they're finding dead bodies. digging.
Nice. That's always positive.
One of them they named Elvis. Elvis was found in remarkable condition for a man who had spent a century underground.
Oh, who's dead?
Yeah. The corpse's real name was never learned, but the sewer worker who happened upon his unmarked grave, this was back in 1989, nicknamed the man for his groomed handlebar mustache and button-up sweater.
Hmm.
So, yeah, they must have been doing some work in 89.
Nice.
And happened upon the cemetery that Dunham Asylum had on the property for everybody that was passing away.
Nice.
So, you know, there's going to be
a lot of activity, right?
A lot of activity with the corpses all over the place.
This says the asylum was plagued by overcrowding, poor conditions, and neglect, which led to the deaths of many patients.
I don't believe it.
And you don't believe it at all? In 1889, a court case described the asylum as a tomb for the living.
Mm.
Now that is quite a moniker.
Wow.
That is.
Right?
That is a tomb for the living. Uh-huh. I like it.
This was a cartoon caricature of residents there. I thought this was kind of funny.
Looks like Three Stooges.
That's exactly what I thought.
I saw it.
You
saw
that?
Bit small. Yeah. That is a funny picture.
There's some wild and crazy kids.
Yeah, this is saying they were laying pipe for a condo development nearby. It was an addition to the Dunham Square strip mall. When contractors reported Elvis to the police, that they learned he lay alongside as many as 40,000 poor indignant and infirmed. I'm not really. I don't know what that all means. My brain's not working.
That's all right. Indignant is a great word, though.
Yeah, I like the word. I just don't know what it is pertaining to. Just poor you know, sickly people that passed away there.
Yeah.
And Cook County residents all decomposing underneath the neighborhood now called Dunning.
You're talking about these bodies. It's estimated over 40,000
mm-hmm.
bodies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they said this is not
a lot of bodies.
Small amount of people.
No.
Right?
Yeah. Man, I hate to hear it. It's just like in a lot of places we've talked about, and it reminds me of Savannah when we were doing that ghost tour, and they said mainly in unmarked graves, and I hate that because
yeah,
it's not giving proper burial.
Yeah, it says the developer rediscovered it by accident.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, digging for sewers and pipelines and stuff.
Yeah, that's why Savannah said a lot of their hauntings, a lot of their stuff happens because of burials were unmarked and then, or they were moved,
mm-hmm.
and then it got it all jumbled. I was like, oh gosh. So, I mean, just very disrespectful,
right?
And not the proper way to do it, you know. So, yeah, it's kind of sad. But, yeah, this is an old place, that's for sure. It's popular on the ghost tours of Chicago,
mm-hmm.
Dunning Asylum. Maybe put that on the list, Sean.
Oh, my gosh. Heck yeah. Well, and it was very close quarters, so there were so many people there.
Yeah.
But there's a picture. It's February 1947, taken inside the Chicago State Hospital, shows the poorly ventilated, narrow, and congested hallways where some people or patients slept. And so, sorry, I keep showing you things you can't see. But yeah, and it even showed like some of the people don't want their picture taken, you know, but oh my gosh. But it says for a long time, Chicagoans were scared of Dunning. The very name Dunning gave them chills. People were afraid that they would end up in that place. Today, the Chicago neighborhood out on the city's far northwest side looks like a middle-class suburb. If peace and quiet are what you seek, look no further than Dunning. The Chicago Tribune wrote in 2009, some of the area's younger residents have no idea what used to be there, an insane asylum, a home for the city's poorest people and cemeteries where the poor were buried, like said, a profound amount of people. So, and it says like a lot of people that are from that area didn't even realize the history of it. So,
right.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Yeah, there's on Reddit, there's somebody asking, for help because they have loved ones that died there and buried, but they want to get the proper like
closure.
Yeah. And I'm like, that's sad. And so people are like, well, try this, check this place out or check this, you know, maybe they can help you. And I was like, oh, that's like real life. People are asking for help from others just regarding some family that may have died.
So for my own education, I looked up indignant and infirmed. So it already pointed out that they're poor, and indignant means poor.
Yeah.
So now they're saying so poor and poor.
They're very poor. Very poor.
Well, it's poor to the second power.
And then infirmed also is of poor or deteriorated vitality. So they're poor, poor, poor.
Poorly, poor, poor.
That's a poor way to really write this.
Nah, that's what I started getting at.
Oh, gosh.
But I'd learn three different ways of saying poor.
Yeah. Well, they're saying that this, they were saying that, like, the cemetery is where a lot of the paranormal activity mm-hmm. or the hauntings are.
Yep.
And they said this whole area, this neighborhood, is haunted, and it was built on an Indian burial ground. I'm like, oh boy,
hey, big shocker there, right?
Yeah, and what do we got? Lady in White. I didn't see that. I'm just throwing it out there, but I'm just saying.
It's called the Neighborhood of Terror.
Yes, so I saw that. Neighborhood
said,
of Terror.
Children who grew up in the far northwest cities of Chicago of Chicago would often be heard singing, "Dunning, Dunning, open your gates. Here comes Johnny on roller skates." This peculiar rhyme illustrated a much feared area of Chicago along Irving Park Road. This area of the city has terrified citizens of the Windy City for well over a century. To many, the neighborhood now known as Dunning was a nightmare just waiting to happen. During the 21st century, is a pleasant middle-class neighborhood known for quaint houses, well-manicured lawns, and friendly people. Although Dunning is part of Chicago, it has a suburban feel to it. That the other neighborhoods lack. So, but yeah, it's amazing how far back this goes.
They said that parents used to threaten their children.
To go there, yeah.
That if you didn't behave, if you didn't eat your breakfast, they'll send you to Dunning. It's like, mm-hmm. good grief, man. I don't know.
Yeah, it said by 1860s, the workers there began burying dead bodies, dead patients' bodies behind the facility. A railroad line was built to shepherd the city's homeless and disturbed up to Dunning. Locals called it the Insane Train.
The Insane Train?
Such great names.
Nice. Real nice. Oh, my gosh. That's I was going to say, that's crazy, but I sorry.
So, yeah, they're saying that's how they dealt with people who were living on the streets in those days.
Wow.
They throw them on the Insane Train and ship them off to
really
the...
Really nice. See ya. Asylum. That's awesome.
Don't have to deal with them anymore. That's, well, we've talked about that, like sanatoriums and asylums, where they anything and everything they could come up with for a reason to get rid of them. Like, oh, you've got, you know, some type of special need or you know, like they thought, no, you're insane or you're great. Yeah, there's no hope for you. So they just ship them off. Yep. And
you're a burden to society, right?
Yep. Like this, have to deal with them. That's
like,
sad.
Like this says, if you were homeless or sick, you didn't have anyone to care for you.
Yeah.
You were sent to the farm.
Yeah. Well, they make stuff up too. Like they said, like couples back in the day didn't, like if they were fighting, one of them could claim the other one was insane or crazy when they weren't.
She's insane.
And they just, okay, take them away. It's like, wait.
It's the whole term of the funny farm, right?
Only
not funny, haha.
Great movie, by the way, Funny Farm.
Oh, my Chevy gosh. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Are you the mailman? He finally stops and says, cackling, right? Yeah. That is a good movie. I won't talk about some of the other parts.
Are you talking about our? This, he goes, our forefathers built this bridge, and he's like, maybe your forefathers, but not mine. Oh man. Anyway, side note.
This says in 1912 and 1923, fires broke out, causing extensive damage to two of the buildings there on the property. In the resulting chaos, several patients did escape and caused a few minor problems with local residents. Citizens of the neighborhood and the rest of Chicago began to see the asylum as more trouble than it was worth. By the 1970s, the old state hospital was falling into shambles, and half the buildings were torn down. In its place, the Chicago Reed Mental Health Facility was built, with a safer, more secure facility in place. Dunning experienced another housing boom, and that's when things started to get weird. While breaking ground for a new shopping mall and condominium complex in 1989, construction crews made a grisly discovery. The mortal remains of hundreds of people were inadvertently dug up. The crew and developers had no idea where they were building was once the graveyard of the poor farm residents, as well as the patients of the old asylum. It wasn't uncommon for bones to be seen flying through the air as the crews worked. One body that was discovered was so well preserved, you could make out the handlebar mustache and sideburns that were fashionable among men of the 1880s. That must have been Elvis,
right? Elvis.
And Elvis.
Yeah, they refer to the movie Poltergeist a lot with this,
Poltergeist
about the
Poltergeist
about because of the bones and the bodies and all that. So
yeah, that's what I'm reading is they've tried to numerous times to build stuff around here and they keep running into bones and then
that's
delaying projects and then having to investigate and
at
one time they're like where is all this coming from, why is it here. They start going through historical records and finally realize that it was like a huge cemetery from the asylum.
That's correct. Yeah, it's sad.
It says several concerned community members and a local pastor came together to hold a memorial service for these poor, forgotten people. Ultimately, a memorial was placed and the Reed Dunning Memorial Park was established, with a beautiful sign. It was established to remember those who died. The community hoped the service would give peace to those long-departed people. Unfortunately, they were wrong because Dunning is very haunted. Wright Community College appears to get a disappropriate amount of the paranormal activity that allegedly happens in the neighborhood. Following its move into a new facility shaped like a pyramid, the overnight cleaning staff were the first to report the ghostly activity. Mostly seen by the night custodial staff, tales of encounters with ghosts are heard in hushed conversations. Some of the activity includes lights mysteriously turning on and off and slamming doors, are heard when the college is quiet. A few employees have further reported witnessing full-bodied apparitions in 19th-century attire walking down darkened corridors. When staff members go to question them, they vanish from sight as soon as they turn the corner. There have been a handful of unexplained experiences. At the Jewel Food Store in Dunning Square Mall, shopping carts are known to take on a life of their own as they roll down aisles as if guided by an unseen person. Automatic doors that typically open when someone goes to enter have opened on their own or of their own accord as if someone just passed through.
Wow. That's a good, I like that story. Or
story, yeah.
Information. Mm. Yeah, it's really
there was a
sad.
The Dunning Ward office is a site that's known for unexplained activity. The apparition of an elderly woman in a hospital gown has been witnessed by employees and visitors. She is said to give off the unpleasant feeling of sadness.
I bet.
Oh.
Not surprised. You're dealing with all these bodies that, yeah, and then bones left behind and a lot of people that it affected, right?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Neighborhood, it's not that much. Far from here.
Mm-mm. No? Or you are from where we are?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? Oh, okay, mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Neighbor to the north, right?
Neighbor to the north. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't have anything else to add, John, Nate, if you do.
I don't think so.
You guys covered it pretty well.
I still cannot believe this was my choice. That's
well, it was.
I was like...
It was, and that's why I put an S on there. That's because right. It's
that makes, you know, now that makes sense. It really does.
That's how I put that together. Sean chose it. I'm going to put an S. So
put a Z next time, right?
I think I did that a while back, too. I was like, did I choose this? Yeah. So that's kind of how my brain works. But, no, I like this. It was a good topic. Pretty, sad, but that's kind of what we talked about, right?
Lots scary. Of history. And
yeah.
Lots of bodies.
That's right.
Wow.
And then you got to throw in the Indian burial ground.
That comes with the territory nowadays, right?
It's all Indian burial ground.
It's always a fact. Yeah, pretty much, I think. Whole country. Anything else, Nate? Anything else, Sean?
No, I don't.
We're going.
I don't really see anything more specific.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we covered it well. You guys did a good job. I didn't really add a whole lot, but I was just listening.
Thanks a lot,
Todd. I think it was interesting, though, that like two or three of the sites I looked at, they kept referencing the movie Poltergeist. Like, that's kind of what mm-hmm. it felt like to these guys digging up the...
Yeah, I imagine.
And I'm like, oh, man. Yeah.
Bones flying all over the place.
Imagine a rainy day.
Oof.
Man. If you get hit by a humorous bone, is
that's
it
not funny.
Is it humorous?
That's not funny.
Probably not.
Not funny, Sean.
Oh. Ba-dum-bum, ba-dum-bum.
Anyway, Nate?
Yes.
Help us get out of here.
I got a bone to pick about this one, but... We'll wait for another time. That's a wrap.
Are we Dunning?
Excellent. Hey. I know,
I'm sorry.
One, that's a wrap.
That's right.
Nope, don't be infringing on his joke.
I did a little bit of that.
Thank you, Nate, for that. And, of course, we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to Middle-Aged Mini 157 and our spooky discussion on Dunning Asylum. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.